You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio. All right, we're here in the live stream with narrator on Sunday, February 5th, year of our Lord, 2017. Let's welcome narrator from the Netherlands. Hello, narrator.
Hello, Ab. How are you doing?
How have you... I'm very well. How are you on this World Football Day? Super Bowl Day?
I'm also good.
Are you still in the Netherlands?
Yeah, still in The Hague. I recently moved, so I live actually in the city center right now. So when I look out my building, I can see like the Department of Defense. So.
Are you in the belly of the beast?
Yeah, I live in the central, in Central Station now, so. I can see the government buildings when I look outside. Kind of strange.
Did you know, I don't remember what year it was, but maybe it was the 60s, they renamed the Department of War, Department of Defense in the United States of America?
No.
Yeah, it was the Department of War.
Oh, yeah. Edward Bernays changed that, right?
Pardon me?
Edward Bernays, the propagandist, he changed.
Oh, yeah. Term. Yeah, that's right. It was Bernays. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting character also because in the United States, I don't know how it is in Canada, bacon is very popular, right? And Edward Bernays also made like bacon into a product people ate because back then bacon was kind of food for poor people. People didn't really like it. And he made like bacon and eggs for breakfast.
I've heard about that. It's almost like the story of gasoline. You know, gasoline was a waste product of the distillation of diesel. They were just getting rid of it, and they didn't have any idea what to do with it. And then they decided to sell it. And, of course, now lots of people use it.
Yeah.
It sort of makes me think that maybe bacon was maybe a part of the pig that was discarded.
Yeah.
Sold to...
The bacon was, also because it's so much, it's just only fat, so it's not very valuable.
Yes. I have to admit, I do like bacon.
Yeah, like, you know Epic Mealtime?
Pardon me?
Epic Mealtime?
Well, yeah, it's a breakfast thing. You can have bacon and lettuce and tomato sandwiches. That's very popular over in North America. How about where you are?
No, but with Epic Mealtime, I mean like the YouTube channel.
There's a YouTube channel called Mealtime?
Epic Mealtime.
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, there's like a YouTube channel and they have like maybe 6 million subscribers or something. And they made bacon very popular. They make like meals with like 20,000 calories or something. And they kind of made bacon very popular among younger people.
Okay.
Epic Mealtime.
All right, that's fine. I'm sure that's okay. That's bacon depends. You know, I just recently started eating bacon off from a local farm, and it sure tastes a lot better, a lot different, rather, than the ones that are packaged from the big food processors. I think the ones in the food processors are loaded up with nitrates and salt.
And also, a lot of water. So they put a lot of water in it.
Oh, do they? Okay.
A lot of water.
I believe you. I don't know how that's done, but... I'm not too worried. I don't eat much bacon now and then, here and there. Part of my vegan propaganda has convinced me that it might not be the best for you, but I'm still in a state of food confusion right now, so I'm not going to make any pronouncements or recommendations other than to eat real food and whole food makes sense to me.
It's very difficult to know what to eat. I'm also kind of confused. Also, a lot of those cookbook authors made a post about on the Fakeologist forum. I have all those books, so I is very like, interested in the vegan lifestyle. And Dr. McDougall, Calder, Esselstyn, I read all those books, How to Prevent Heart Disease, The Starch Solution. I'm very familiar with those authors. But what Omu put on that post is just so creepy. Like, it's just, I don't know anymore. It's just so weird. Like, life is getting weirder every day. It's like, it's insane.
Yeah, I don't like the word weird. I know young people use weird all the time, but weird is a cop-out word. I prefer, it's a word that just means I don't know the right word to use, so I'm going to use the word weird as a blanket filler word. I always implore people that use the word weird to choose another adjective that's more descriptive.
I don't know, just strange. Strange in a sense that those vegan authors, they should be the most natural and feminine and all that stuff. And I just never looked closely at it. So I just...
Oh, right. You're referring to the Unreal thread under psychologist.com/forums, where he describes some of the leading diet advisors as potential EGI individuals.
Yeah. And I have many of those books. I didn't know. That's the strange thing. You just don't know.
Well, that's really interesting because I just watched another Mr. E3000 video on YouTube. That's his channel, Mr. E3000, and he's asking anyone to just please let him know if there are any real female lead characters in any of the television movies or sitcoms because he just keeps running into what he thinks is tranny after tranny.
Yeah, that's a really good question because Unreal, Fairsight, and me, we had this discussion on the email that it's like it's so strange in a sense that we kind of discovered that most of the Miss Olympias, it's like the top bodybuilding competition in the world, and the current Miss Olympia is actually a woman. So that's...
All I can say to that is I do know of female bodybuilders that testosterone the crap out of themselves. And they do, when you take that severe dose of testosterone, they do look like men. There's no escaping it. Now, they look like men that are bulked out on steroids because their muscles are grotesquely large, completely unnatural, of course. And it does change their face, the look of their face. And I suppose they have to, if you're taking that level of testosterone, I'm sure they develop all kinds of body hair, which, of course, is a secondary sex characteristic of testosterone. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger is a woman, but, again, I just don't know. I just don't know the level of deception that is going on with elite gender inversion, and these are the people with access to unlimited amounts of money, which gives them surgery, cosmetic, makeup, which gives them the most refined steroids. It gives them access to a whole set of tools that the average person does not have access to.
Yeah, I have to disagree with you. Arnold is definitely, if you look at Arnold when he was like younger, and also just the references, he played in a movie where he was pregnant. Another thing we kind of discovering is that the perfect male body is actually a female body. In the sense of when you look at the physique bodybuilders, like the aesthetic bodybuilders, they have like body proportions that that men consider beautiful that it's only possible if you were a female. It's very strange, and also the female bodybuilders, they have only bodies you can achieve if you were a male. So I don't even know how to explain it.
That's really strange. I've never been into bodybuilding, so I've never studied these people. I just my immediate reaction to bodybuilders is I just don't like the look of them. They just look too unnatural, and I'm not interested in them, and I never have been. But it doesn't surprise me if they're gender bending just with testosterone alone because it's so powerful, I suppose. Yeah. And it has such direct, immediate, and I would say damaging results in the end. It probably really hurts male or female to over-inject testosterone.
You can, of course, use so many other drugs instead of testosterone, like human growth hormone or and all that stuff. So, but it's just, I think the bodybuilding aspect is kind of important also because, especially for kind of my generation, younger, whole bodybuilding is very promoted also on YouTube. I think YouTube really made bodybuilding big in a sense of, especially natural bodybuilding, that you can look like Arnold without steroids. That kind of.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems positive.
No, that seems like... I don't think it's positive. Like,
oh no.
No, because it's not possible. You cannot look like Arnold without steroids. But
I see what you mean. Yeah.
They want you to think that, and it's I see. You have all the natural bodybuilders on YouTube, and they have millions of subscribers, so it's really huge. And they are kind of. Young people and young girls, like, hey, you can become as big as you want without the steroids, and it's not possible.
Hmm. All right. Well, I don't hang out with young people, so I'm middle-aged. I don't hang out with them, so I don't know what's going on with young people today. I don't meet them on the street.
You have children, right? They watch things.
Yeah, but I don't remember them talking about bodybuilders. It's not something that is at top of mind over here that I noticed, but...
Yeah.
Maybe 20-year-olds. I'm not into familiar with what they're doing.
Most of my nephews only watch videos where they see somebody else play a video game. That's the biggest.
Can you get a little closer to your mic at all?
Yeah.
What happens when you're far away? It cuts out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's probably the biggest market where you can watch other people play video games.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Was there anything in particular you wanted to discuss in the audio chat? And you did the right thing. You sent me an email. I usually check my email.
Okay. No, it's just that, all the stuff on Reel is in posting on the forum. It's just incredible.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Yeah. For me, it's also like just learning in a sense of I don't know most of the stuff. So Unreal is like a really good researcher. I think it's probably the best online right now on this topic. And he made so many connections. Also, like the pregnant bodybuilders, that was just so,
it's good that he's putting it down in a calm way. I'm not saying he's right in every case. I don't know. But I still enjoy reading it nonetheless. But
yeah.
I'm not gonna say for sure that he's right. But it's still nice to see it in a calm way. And I enjoy John Humanity. He does a good YouTube channel. He seems very forthright, and he speaks clearly and with intellect. And Mr. E3000, I think he's casting a wide net to try and catch transgender. So it's, I'm not sure he's right either. But again, he sure puts a lot of the pictures that we can all look for on YouTube or on Google search, image search, and he has a nice commentary. So it's still interesting to me. It's still very interesting to me as a researching deception.
Yeah, but it says a lot about our reality, if that the people we have been looking at all our lives are just not only like not shields or something, but just bigger. Right? They are just completely deceptive in every way possible, and they know it. So it's
they're a special class. I think they. They've almost created a super class of people, the elites, and I think it allows them to control these people because they need access to all the tools to maintain their transgenderization. Because if when you switch sexes, they're like a high performance sports car. I think they needed a lot of maintenance. Whereas you and I can just let myself go and I'll just naturally stay a male and I'll just sag away. But the point is that these guys. They need maintenance that only the elite can afford. And if they want to keep in their public profile, then they need to do what they're told. That's my idea. And the more
you think it's actually a kind of a control mechanism.
Oh, yes, for sure. Listen, you know, if any of these news people ever got a conscience, which I doubt they would anyway, but this certainly would prevent them from getting a conscience because they need to be controlled. And, you know, I've always looked at Ann Coulter. I don't really like her style, but, man, you look at this Ann Coulter female commentator, I think, on Fox, and I can't stop seeing her as a man. And this is before I even knew what was going on with the EGI.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, we have a blog at egi.fakeologist.com for anyone who's interested, and a sub-forum as well that's linked from there. But, yeah, it's just Megyn Kelly, maybe she's a high-end news anchor that could be a very cute boy. I don't know. It's just fascinating because I do my job. I have a simple job. But I don't know if I could do their job. Just constantly be lying and yelling, and I suppose the money would help a lot. But it does take a lot to keep doing it year after year after year. Any job, it takes a lot to keep doing it year after year after year. But they have so many complications to their job. They're lying. They're in the public spotlight. They could be trans, so they're going to need a ton of maintenance all the time. As like I said, like a high-end Ferrari. You drive it once and it needs a ton of maintenance to get it going again, that kind of thing. Anyway.
Yeah, that could be a part. It could also be just some kind of tradition, you know, some kind of this where, in one sense, the elite, they kind of want to be creators and want to, in one sense, play God.
Yeah.
So if you also look at, like, for example, Zach's work, and where he shows that almost everything is coded with numbers. It's kind of a way of just making reality, just creating reality. So you are kind of the beginning of everything. So when you have all those transgender people, they are created beings. So in one way, it's kind of mimicking what God would do. So they create everything, and everybody's controlled. Also, if you, for example, look at the Michelle Obama speech, and you look at all the women behind her, they are all transgender, and they are not famous people. They are just unknown people. So this group is like pretty big with so many people that they don't even famous, that don't even, you will never meet or never know, right?
Yeah. So it's some they're a community. So you, if you're a transgender, you're probably very isolated. And obviously it's like, birds of a feather flock together, so it's always better to get other trannies around you just to offer you support and tips and all that. So, yeah, that's just a general human trait. You want to surround yourself with people that are like you.
Yeah, that's true. And in one sense, we still kind of have to figure out is why. Why really? Because let's say Michelle Obama was a woman. She could control us either way. So all the propaganda she was saying would be as effective as it's now. So in a sense of controlling humans, you don't really necessarily need to have women playing men in one sense, because if Obama was exactly like we perceive him to be, then he could be as bad as he is now, right? So
yeah.
And especially with for example with the bodybuilders, they are very close. You have to really look really tight to see that they are inverted genders. So these are kind of perfect creations. So in one sense, it's just mind-boggling, the why aspect of this whole agenda, and also because it's so wide, and for so many people, it's not even they will never be able to comprehend this. It's just so weird. I mean, so strange. It's like, for example, how in your audio chat with Chris, how he reacts is completely normal because it's so like. It's so normal how he reacts, like in the sense of if Natalie Portman is a man, like no, it's not possible. Like your first idea is that's not possible. That's a beautiful woman, but I don't know. It's just it's just.
Well, anything's possible when you throw out your preconceived notions, and most fakeologists have thrown out all of their preconceived notions a long time ago and into the trash. So. For me, it's not a stretch at all.
Yeah, but what do you think it can lead to? For example, in your own life, what is the added benefit of just knowing that all the elite people are probably not?
Well, the added benefit is that I know that my reality is so bent that if I don't go along with it, I don't feel bad about it anymore, because I know the presenters are completely whacked and bent and sick. And if they tell me to do something, I'm not going to do it, because I know they're nothing like me and they don't have my best interest at heart and they're lying. So that's a benefit in my mind. I make a lot of benefits from being a fakeologist all the time. I'm not worried about nuclear power, and I'm not worried about so many of the things that I'm told to fear. I'm not worried about what I should look like and how I should interact with other people, because I know I should probably just do the opposite of what I'm told. So there is a great benefit to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I know that I don't need to look like these people, because I'm not a freak and I'm not investing in hormones and other therapies to change my body and my shape and my size. I'm not interested, because I know these people are creations. It's like I watch a movie and now I just say, real people don't talk like that, just in basic dialogue. I know people don't act like that, really. I know they're trying to compress it into 90 minutes, but I know things in life don't move very quickly. They don't move fast. People don't change their minds hardly ever. So I like realistic movies that are more, I like more slices of life.
Those kind of mosaic movies. But if you look for the new movie about Obama, he picks up Michelle Obama, right? It's so, like, movies.
There's a movie about Obama?
Yeah, there's a movie out right now where it's about Michelle Obama's and Barack Obama's first date.
Oh, really? Where's that? Is that in the theaters?
Yeah, I think it's maybe already out on DVD, I think. It's called, we'll look it up. Yeah, and actually those movies, they make how we think about. I will look it up later, but it's out now. And it's actually all those movies that make us perceive Obama even maybe more than we see him on TV, like just this fictional.
Well, it shapes the illusion that is Obama. Obama is just a mystery in his where he comes from. My best guess is he's just a intelligence agency creation, and he's probably literally hatched by the elites.
Why would you think that? Because I had a discussion about this with Armiel that, in one sense, family and in a family situation and parents are kind of very important to creating people. So if you have,
I don't think so. I don't think so. I watched a movie that Jan Erik told me to watch. The elites just have their children. They don't raise them. They send them away to boarding school, and they come back. They're trained as psychopaths. They are literally almost raised by just a Jesuit boarding type school, where they learn how to fight and be controlling. So,
yeah, but like in boarding school, is again kind of a family type of environment. If you have factories, that would be very.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't believe that. First of all, Obama's background is completely blackwashed or whitewashed. Everyone it's a complete mystery. There's just no way that his parents, as we are told, are his parents. Birth certificate is just another distraction. So really, what they're telling us is we know nothing about his background. Nothing.
They want to create a mystery, right? So they want you to think that he is some kind of mystery guy.
Yeah, so, but he is a mystery, because I do think he was created with the express blessing of the elite to become president. I think he was literally hatched.
Obama is probably the same as Trump, and we know Trump's parents. Probably Obama's parents just.
We don't know Trump's parents. We don't know if his Trump parents are real or they're actors, or we have a completely fictitious background. Miles Mathis says Trump is Jewish, created from just the ruling type families, the Khazarian background. We don't know. We're just given a narrative that's probably false. These people are literally Now, I think there's probably many, many people like them that are put in positions of power or are waiting in the wings, and the elite hedge their bets. All these people are beholden to the elite in some way, but I don't believe their backgrounds at all. They are all very fuzzy, strange backgrounds. Even Bill Clinton, all stories. They're all stories. I don't know when the last real president, if we ever had one, was around. I just don't know.
I don't think we ever had a real president. It wouldn't make sense. I just think
Well, they're just as created as the royalty in Europe, you know. Those are all freaky people.
Yeah, I was watching Braveheart this weekend.
Yeah.
And rewatching that movie, it's so incredible. Like, it's, they just want
Mel
to point
Gibson.
Out, that that William
Mel
Wallace
Gibson
was amazing.
A woman.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Mel Gibson is. I saw this.
Is he?
I saw this old movie of his where he is. He like it's kind of an Australian movie, and when it's just a little girl, so it's and he is also a child actor. So it's Mel Gibson is an obvious one. Yeah. But I was watching Braveheart, and in that movie, they just want to point out that William Wallace was a Mason. Of course, WW is like 33, so it's, it's incredible. Like how history is just one string of manufactured events. I don't know even if we have real history in one sense.
I think I watched Braveheart. Isn't that where he's fighting in the fields or something?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He has his blue makeup on, and then the English are the red.
Yeah, so I didn't really like it. I didn't really like that movie. It wasn't that great in my mind. So I wasn't too interested. The only thing I thought of you the other day, because I just finished watching the movie Lion, which is Oscar nominated.
Yeah.
It was about a boy who got adopted by an Australian couple.
Yeah.
And then went back to India to see his birth parents. Did you ever do that?
No.
You never went to see your birth parents?
I met my biological mother when I was actually for the first time in 20 years when I was about 3 months ago.
Oh, man, that's just like the movie.
What?
That's just like the movie. Well, you should go watch Lion.
Okay, I will watch it.
You might like it. You might shed a tear.
Well, what's the movie about?
I just told you. It's about a guy, an Indian that was adopted by Australians.
Okay. And then he goes back and meets his real parents. And
yeah, it wasn't that great of a movie. I'm just letting you know now. But I didn't think it was that good. But it's just so full of it's supposed to be based on a true story.
Yeah.
And they did trot out what they said were the true parents and children. So it's possible. It's possible if you know a little bit of how India has been and is.
Yeah. But what is the significance of the story that an adopted? Because there are many movies about adoption.
Well, it just shows how an Indian reconnects with his mother.
Yeah.
It's an unlikely connection in that the chances of him finding her because of the way he got separated from her were remote. But I thought it was fun that they showed the globe Earth and he used Google Earth to just search India on Google Earth from his laptop.
Yeah.
Based on some recollections of how he got away from her, and I thought it was pretty damn unlikely that would work, but he did it, of course.
Yeah,
and that was just interesting. It's funny how they always have to highlight the globe Earth. I'm not saying I know that shape of the Earth, but I tell you, even in movies, they reinforce. He was using some technology too, Google Earth. Good commercial for Google.
I didn't know that story about the lion, but I just think of something.
Well, it's a movie nominated for an Oscar. That's all.
Yeah, that already makes me very suspicious if it's a real story. And what I find very interesting always with Hollywood and the movie business is that there are many stories in real life. Like you can meet many people that have like great stories they can tell. In one way, Hollywood always wants to make fake stories. So,
based on a true story. They always say based, you know, based on a true story. But yeah, real stories aren't very interesting, and they do have to sex it up a bit to sell it. And even this sexed up story, if you believe it's based on a true story, it wasn't that interesting. Okay, so
yeah, that's true. Most stories are boring, and also with a lot of those the child abuse stories.
Yeah,
interesting is when they are faked in one sense. Because,
I'm sure there's tons of child abuse in India. You know, the minute a child is disconnected from his parents, he's basically very vulnerable, I think. I think people are fairly predatory. A lot of predators out there, I believe that.
I know some people that were sexually abused and stuff, but the sexual abuse stories on the news are all fake. It's just not real.
Yeah.
So, also, a lot of those priest scandals and stuff, it's not real. If you look at the stories, it's just not real.
That's what Miles Mathis was saying.
What is he saying?
Well, Miles Mathis did a review of the movie Spotlight, which probably won some award last year. And he was saying that, I think he's agreeing with what you're saying, that a lot of the priest stories are fake.
Yeah,
I don't know. Now, is that a control mechanism to keep all those priests in line, to scare the hell out of them, that they could be scandalized? And could be just a way to control the priests. You know, there's nothing worse.
I don't know. It's. I think it's pretty big. In one sense, it's kind of breaking down Christianity, making everybody think Christians are all rapists. That's one aspect of it. And also, because of the EGI thing, I have to come to see pedophilia in a completely different light, in a sense that there is probably pedophilia in real life, but the way it's presented in TV is just to make us pedophiles in the end or something. Like Bill Clinton, they are just not raping anybody. It's just not happening.
I don't think he has to rape anyone. I think women are attracted to men in power. And I think he could probably get any woman he wants. I don't think he has to rape them.
Yeah, but also, there's a high probability that most of these very sexual guys are not really men at all. So,
yeah. Do you think men? Yeah. Well, so even if they're not really men, who knows what they're really interested in, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you, for example, Hillary in Haiti or something, there were like 33 children kidnapped. It's like, and also a lot of the Hollywood child abuse, then they were raped when they were 9 or raped when they were 11. Oh, it's just so contrived. For example, Corey Feldman, he speaks a lot about the.
He was a weirdo.
Abuse. And he is EGI himself, so he's a trans man. Yeah, he's like a really easy one to see. So he's a trans man talking about that he's been raped on and stuff. So it's very, it's so complicated. I think the EGI thing is very important because they're always looking for heroes and maybe somebody is exposing, but the moment it's a trans man, it just makes it so much easier to just describe what he's saying. And he was also abused when he was 11 years old. So it's just.
Yeah, he's a really weird story, isn't he?
I don't know. It's, but the child abuse angle is also very in the alternative media, because when I got into listening to podcasts, it's always pedophilia this, pedophilia that. So it's very popular kind of topic in the elite are pedophiles. It's very popular in the alternative media. Are you still there?
Yeah. If you see my microphone off, just give me a minute. Sometimes I go off for a minute. Just running around town right now. Just give me a minute.
Yeah. I think most of the topics also on alternative media are pretty controlled. If you see so many researchers keep on trying to convince you that, you know, Bill Clinton is a rapist. And also from a logical perspective, these people are they want to control people. So it wouldn't make any sense for them to spend all day having sex. It's just like for these people to see how they script reality with numbers, like everything is scripted. If you, for example, look at the Super Bowl now, how everything is just scripted, and these people, they are not like it would be something for us to like if we get rich, we will buy a car or something. These people don't really need cars or something. It's just very kind of the way we think about the elite is kind of the way we would think if we were elite ourselves. We would have lavish parties and all that stuff. I just think that when we see deception on such a scale, when they invert genders, all that stuff, I think these people are just on another level of crazy in one sense, instead of, I don't know, it's just some thoughts.
Well, yeah, the EGI has been very interesting. I think the other thing that's been going on is this whole Melbourne thing, PK Truth, pulling his videos from the police. I wonder if that's true. I don't know. Are you following that at all?
No, I haven't. I never watched PK because PK is an actor. The whole YouTube is a minefield of actors. PK is an obvious actor. It's just not, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's, yeah, he's an admitted actor. Does that make him undesirable or not listenable?
He's just an agent. He's like in movies with Nicolas Cage and 9/11 movies, type movies. So I don't know. The whole YouTube, I actually like to hear more about, Rochelle is sometimes mentioned when she is on cast. We would like to talk to her about this, but the whole YouTube is just controlled. YouTube like is so great in creating that illusion that it was all from the ground up. But YouTube was from YouTube is like the biggest psyop ever. It's incredible. But I don't think that.
Shout out to Rochelle. She's doing some YouTube videos. So.
Yeah,
Rochelle, you heard it. Narrator would like to chat with you. So she comes into the audio chat only briefly, so I'm going to have to make an arrangement with her on the somehow to meet up.
Yeah, she's really smart, and she sometimes mentions the YouTube thing, but when you see people like PK, it's just obvious that YouTube is just,
so you think PK is just acting, this is all a sham?
Yeah, PK, all of them, it's just You can get good information, but in one sense, they also frame immediately. Like all these hoax exposed videos are actually meant to frame the way you think about things immediately. So when a false, like a simulated event happens, they immediately put out hoax exposed videos to immediately frame you how to think about this. And it's just kind of a circular thing. You know, the Masons, they are very about the circular, like to keep people spinning in rounds, and the YouTube thing is exactly the same. So the best thing actually is not to watch those videos and actually just try to think for yourself for a while. But we don't do that, so we immediately watch the videos and they tell us what to see exactly. And in one sense, we also have to ask ourselves, how has it come that we are not really progressing? So many topics we discuss now, some researchers were talking about this already in the 90s, so we haven't progressed that much. And that's just
you don't think
strange.
So?
No, not really.
I think there's more people talking about it just because it's the internet. It's easier to find people. I would never have talked to you or found you. So I would have had no one to talk to. I wouldn't even be on this topic without the internet.
No, of course, there are many more people talking about it, but we are not very progressing in a sense of getting more and more ideas about how the elite really function.
Okay. Right?
So in one sense, knowing that they hoax an event, that's not really, you know, you don't get really close at how the structure really going on, how the matrix in one sense really is.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more things on how is reality really constructed in sense. So I have seen so many hoaxed events. It's just, yeah, it just doesn't really do much anymore for me in one sense, knowing it's simulated. But to know how to understand reality better and to that can really help, and also to kind of know what to do in life in one sense. And the ETI aspect is definitely, for now, for example, I have all those vegans in my home. I think about it more, like, well, what is this really? So why would somebody that isn't EGI person promote veganism? Or why would an EGI person promote paleo diet or something? And more I come to the conclusion that the only way to really know things is just to think for yourself, really, and not just figure out the best diet is without reading any books. And
have you read Propaganda by Jacques Ellul? Or Edward Bernays? Yeah, well, that might be good reading, or read Brave New World and see what exactly they have laid out for us in the future, even though it's a really old book, probably.
Yeah, I read some of those books. I think I also read The Prince of Machiavelli. Mm-hmm. That was a very revealing book, man. It's like so, and it is like in business school, you have to read that book, The Prince. And
yeah.
Tells you how to control the world. It's just like, it's how to control people and how psychology works. And it's so amazing that you have classmates that read that book, and then you tell them that there are people in power, and they won't believe you. So it's so weird how that works, that we are allowed to read all those books at school, and that nobody really knows that there are a group of people control the world. It's just, you know, incredible to think about it.
Well, we only think about what's put before us on a daily basis, and most of us forget yesterday, and that's just how the world works. That's how psychology works, humans work, and therefore, if you're controlling the world, you know all that. You know all that already, and they study it. It's their business.
Yeah. Do you think you posted some of John Yamanity's works on genes, and do you think that genes have a very important factor in determining how somebody is going to be?
No, I don't. The gene theory is also a mystery to me, how real it is, and I just don't know. That's another science confusion that hopefully maybe what's his username, Sean or Sue Bobo, he's talked about the whole science hoax, the DNA hoax, the Watson and Crick characters that brought us the double helix DNA strand.
Yeah.
I think there are inheritable diseases. There are inheritable traits. It's just the mechanism. I'm not sure I buy into genes as the mechanism, or you could isolate them and tweak them or separate them, or I think a lot less is understood about that than we might imagine. Yeah. I think I'm just not sure. Just because I've thrown out so much of what we're told as not being true, now I'm always trying to start from a blank slate, and
Could it be that the elite themselves pretty much don't know anything about this in one sense? Because for the turning somebody into a woman or whatever, it's not very advanced science, because testosterone, you cannot make it, you know, it's not something you need in a lab or whatever. It's just, you can make it from urine or something. It's just like very simple. So, and also,
I don't know where I think they get it from cows or something, don't they? I don't even know how they manufacture testosterone. Oh, I wanted to mention something interesting before I forgot. I like Crow777's podcast. I post it on fakeologist.com all the time.
Yeah.
He said something interesting, when, and this is related to genes and science and He said that in order to use an electron microscope, you must apply to some centralized government body to get permission to use it. And you must tell them what you're looking for. I thought that was fascinating because I think electron microscopes are part of the science fraud. It's a tool that they use to convince us that they know right down to the particle level what's going on. And I don't think they do. And I think that's all made up because I think glass microscopes work, of course. That makes sense. We've used them. But I think this electron microscope where we can get right down to a virus, which of course I think is just a graphical piece of fakery, like satellites, but on a microscopic level.
Yeah.
So that little information, I'd like someone to listen to this and research that. Is it true that you need to pass some pre-approval process to use an electron microscope? Because that would really make a lot of sense.
I can ask. I have a couple of friends that study that do this. They do process technology, so they do a lot of it. It's kind of I can ask them. They would know about this.
All right, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
because I think again that we know very little about things on the microscopic level, and I think a lot of it is fake.
It's interesting that a lot of with those pictures on a microscope, they're all CGI, so it's all computer rendered material. So
yeah, they're not actual views; they are representations.
Yeah, it's like with the Hubble telescope. CGI.
That's on the space level. Yeah. It's like when they did the broadcast from the moon live on Telelivision. They didn't take the original feed and send it right to your box in your living room. They had to film a projection of the image off a wall or a screen. And what that did was degrade tremendously the broadcast to the home. But maybe it was also just part of another layer of deception or visual degradation. So you could not see any of the falsities. Any of the mistakes, any of the things they couldn't hide. It's very interesting.
In one sense, all the hoaxy in the sense of genes and in science in general makes a lot of sense because if you would try to look at it from an elite perspective, the elite know we cannot get off this planet or whatever. The sun is not dying. Yeah. The sun is not a nuclear bomb or whatever.
Yes.
So they are interested in being wealthy, having a nice life. So you don't really need to know anything about human genes or stuff. The only thing you need to know about is how to control humans, to tell them stories, make up interesting fiction, all that stuff.
And they have to keep us believing in the money system because the money system is, if without the money system, they'll just be living in a big castle with no one to fix it up or clean it. If we all lose faith in the money system and they don't control whatever's next, they have a huge problem, right? If we all decide to just start trading cows for materials or just go back to the barter system and cut them out of the equation, then they have a problem. So they need us believing in the money system more than anything else, don't they?
They need us to believe that when we want food, we should work for money, not work for food.
It's very important because no one is going to clean their castle. They're not going to do it if we don't believe in what they're giving us, money or...
Yeah. So from that perspective, it makes a lot of sense that these people don't really are very invested in finding out really... Yeah, it's not really important to find out the details about human genes and stuff. The only thing that's important is how to make humans believe anything they want. Because also with the EVI thing, in one sense, it's what we have been kind of this uncovering is they tell you a lot of the times that they are male. For example, with the Kellyanne Conway, she tells you, I'm a man by day. She just tells you. And you choose not to believe it. You choose not to see it. So all this whole matrix is just kind of a psychological thing. nothing is much on real tangible things, all in the head. So why would they invest any time in uncovering really truth? It's all about just controlling people and making people believe all kinds of stuff. So I'm personally more and more start to think that the elite don't know anything really. They claim to know, and everything they know is all advances their way of controlling us. And anything that has to do with really advancing human life or whatever, it just is all hoax. It's just stories and fiction, science fiction. So all the ideas are genes and about even maybe the X and O, like X and I chromosomes and stuff. Also because so many this whole X and Y is all Masonic garbage. So I mean, probably that's wrong. So I don't even, till now it makes more sense to me is that actually everybody's just born a girl without testosterone. So that in one sense, everybody's a girl. And the moment you add testosterone, they become a man. Otherwise, they won't. That to me makes the most sense at this point. And the idea that X and Y comes, that's just, it seems like not very credible, but I don't know. It's just some thoughts. Are you gone? I think Apple's gone for a while. Yeah.
Sorry about that, narrator.
Yeah. Did you hear a bit what I was saying?
I missed the last part. What did you say?
Yeah, that I think also a lot of ideas about the X and I, X and Y chromosome about men, all kind of Masonic garbage, and that the most sense is that everybody's just a girl without testosterone. And that would make more sense to me than all those theories about chromosomes. I just think it's it seems all just contrived.
I'm not sure about the X and Y either. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I'm not sure what John Humanity's talking about, saying that some of these trannies are born with a set of chromosomes and then they're bombarded with hormones to switch them to the other opposite sex. I don't know what he's talking about there. That I just don't know what he's getting at there.
Yeah, it just from for example testosterone. You know, testosterone is so extremely powerful. It's incredible. If you do training and stuff and can see testosterone, the effects, you don't even need to have it in the womb. You can just, when somebody gets born, you give testosterone, it's so powerful. Testosterone is very powerful. And estrogen in the same way. So you can now see some people are taking hormones, some boys on YouTube and stuff. You can see them changing so fast. It's incredible. It's incredible how powerful those drugs are. So this whole EGI thing, it's not very advanced in the sense of they use labs and all kinds of difficult things. These are just simple hormones and training.
Yeah, that's what Unreal keeps saying, yeah. Well, I'll have to look up more. I looked up the one girl who went to a guy with testosterone, and boy, if you believe the video, her voice certainly got really deep, and she got really buff and whatnot.
Yeah.
And she's an admitted one, allegedly.
Yeah.
But I haven't looked the other way. And I don't know why I'm not as interested in the other way, but maybe I'll have to look one up.
If
you should look it up. You should send me a link and we'll look at that.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the admitted transgender, the ones that are saying and showing what's actually happening.
Yeah. If and with the admitted ones, if you look at them closely, you can also see it. You can clearly see that they are women because they have the hidden point above the. If you have the one I shared on the forum, I think there's a famous one. I think Robert Downing or something is his name. I don't know.
Robert Blake.
Downing.
Robert Blake. That guy was just a kook, and he was involved in a psychological operation with his alleged stalker, Bonnie Blake, or Bonnie somebody back in the day.
One famous is Ian Downing, and he's also a famous YouTuber, and he's also a female to male, and he's a woman, because you can just see it, all his proportions.
I watched the female to male. I'm talking about male to female. We know. I haven't seen any of those on YouTube.
Yeah, but do you have some like female to male that you find convincing?
No, well, I'm just saying that I watched the one on YouTube.
Yeah.
I can't remember the person's name.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, the female to males are very passive. That's something that we can encounter in EGI research. A lot of people have difficulties to get to that point.
I'm talking about the male to female. Do they use estrogen?
The male to female, they use estrogen, yeah.
Yeah, and they use testosterone blockers, I'm guessing, too.
Yeah, and their whole life. So.
Do you think they remove their genitalia? Because the testes produce testosterone naturally. Do they get castrated and all that, I wonder? Do they go to that
treatment? No, I actually think that they don't remove their male organs also because if you look at some like transgender porn stars and those kind of male to female transgender porn stars, they are very feminine. They can still use their male organs in the sense of that if you remove it, you will never really enjoy sex anymore. So
yeah.
They cannot make
vaginas.
Well,
if you remove the male's penis, how the hell does he take a piss?
So they can do it. They can make a fake vagina in one sense, but you can never, you lose your organs, your sexual organs.
Yeah,
so
you can take off the exterior part, but the interior, you're messing with a lot of stuff there. Would you even urinate, though?
Yeah, you can. They can just transform your they have an operation where they can make penis into a vagina. It's quite easy, actually. And
no, I don't. Okay, you call it easy. I don't see how it could be easy. But,
yeah, and
okay,
also,
a
lot of people don't know how sexual organs work. The female clitoris is actually a penis, a very small penis.
Yeah.
So,
microphallus.
Yeah. It's like those people, I don't know if that's true because I think a lot of those micro penis stories are kind of hoax, but you can kind of see it. The micro penis is kind of just, and I had a friend who had a female bodybuilder and she had also a very huge glorious because of the performance enhancing drugs. So,
you had a who? A big clitoris?
Yeah, because of the steroids.
Did she show it to you?
No, she didn't show it to me, but they were hanging out together. So yeah.
Jeez, that's pretty freaky.
Yeah, so I actually think that those male to female, they actually have their. I personally think they still have their penis, and they just stuck it away.
Yeah.
Because of, I don't think they can develop vaginas in the sense that. It's fully functional in the sense that you could experience sex in a way a woman experiences in natural. So I think they just keep it. It would make more sense to me that they keep it. Yeah. There's also this, I saw this documentary, kind of a BBC documentary about the lady boys. Because in Thailand, you know, there's the whole tradition of this lady boys.
Yes. And those are... Are those actually male to females, or do they just dress up as girls?
No, they're male to female.
Yeah. And why is that? Is there just a shortage of women over there, or why is it such a tradition?
I don't know. In India, it's the same way. I think in Haiti, they also have it. I think it's more... I think humans like extremes,
freaks.
You know?
Yeah, freaks. Yeah. So they just get bored with the regular old stuff, so they want some freakishness, fetish.
Yeah, and it's also, in some way, it's also art, you know? It's also very masked and a very manly thing to do of trying to be the best woman possible, a very manly endeavor in one sense. Men like to be very good in anything they try to get a hold of and to have men pretending to be the best looking females in the world. It's just something makes a lot of sense.
A real challenge.
Yeah, if you think about it.
Oh, you're saying men are so competitive, they want to try something really somewhat difficult.
Yeah, and it's not only men, because you have females trying to be the best males in the world. Yeah. So I think it's also a very human thing in one sense too.
It certainly is the height of decadence when we know that we're worried about this kind of crap. People are involving themselves in this kind of stuff. Clearly, society has nothing else to do. We've solved all the problems and we're doing these kinds of things.
In one sense, let's say you, right, have had all the money in the world.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about anything. You control the world. What would you do with your time?
Yeah, exactly. I can see, yeah. Kings and queens have always had this problem. What do? Can't go out, can't mix it up, can't go to the bar, can't leave the palace. You must be bored out of your mind. You can only open so many museums and tour so many colonies and shake so many hands. I often think just singers as well, you know, these singers. They sing. Those singers only have a few big songs to sing. How quickly would that become boring? You can see how they would just want to walk away after a while. It'd be boring, especially if they couldn't come up with any new stuff. I'm not saying our lives are much more exciting, but
yeah, but
we're keeping the economy going, doing our jobs, and they're just singing a few good songs that get old fast.
But singers and a lot of the people we see are still kind of the worker bees, you know?
Yeah.
They still have to work. I think the people really in power, they don't really work in sense. They plan everything. But a singer like Justin Bieber, you know, he still goes on tour. He still has a pretty intensive life. He still has to put a lot of energy into creating propaganda for us. So it wouldn't make very sense if Justin Bieber is controlling the world, because he works a lot in one sense. I think the people that control Justin Bieber, they have it much better because they lay back a little bit more.
Justin Bieber is a musical actor. That's all he is.
Yeah. And with the EGI, you're also kind of discovering that actors are actually the part of actor. So they are playing so many roles. Like one of the videos, Aristus in Mandalore, kind of pointed out where you have an FDM becoming female again, right? It's such a weird kind of, strange kind of phenomenon where you have Bruce Jenner, who was a woman in the beginning, becomes a man. And then becomes a woman again.
Right, he didn't become anything. He didn't. He just wore a dress. Come on. He didn't become anything.
Yeah, I think most of the Bruce Jenner thing was faked, yeah. That's true. I don't think. But nonetheless, it's kind of interesting where you have this double switch thing. It's so confusing. And this must be even for the general public, who is only experiencing this unconsciously, because I was today with a female friend, and we were talking a little bit about EGI, and she also sees it now, and she's kind of very down to earth. But I was we were like going to the blog, and I was showing her some of Unreal's work, and she also said, so. But we were talking, and she was kind of pointing out all the differences between men and women. So she probably always has seen it, but only has been noticing it unconsciously. So when the general public sees Bruce Jenner, all that stuff, know it's a female. They know it, but they cannot comprehend it. So it must be even tougher for them than for us, who are kind of waking up to this right now. So there's this, even if you are looking, for example, at an alternative researcher that isn't GI person, you're thinking you're getting the truth, while at the same time you are bombarded with deception on that scale, right? With Judy Wood, for example, or with David Icke. David Icke is a trans man, so you have a lot of people that listen to him that think they're getting the truth from him, while at the same time they also are deceived in that he is a female.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm not sure about him, but Judy Wood, yeah. Judy Wood for sure. She's definitely messed up.
Yeah, but I
don't personally... know. David Icke's another weird one. I really didn't think of him that way. I find it harder to see the other way.
Yeah, but what makes it hard?
I don't know. I just don't see it as easily as, I guess, because we're looking at the face mainly. We're not looking at the whole body. We're looking at the face. So
yeah,
I mean, I can see the male faces, and there's lots of women that do look very manly.
Yeah,
and I don't know why. I'm just talking in everyday life, especially as they get older. Especially as they get older, it's harder because things just start to slide when you get older.
Yeah, and that's interesting. When I observe a lot of people around me, and especially now when I see very manly women, I look very closely. I want to be sure about this whole ETI thing. So it needs to be consistent. And when you observe very manly women in real life, still look, they still have those female features. It's incredible. Well, when you look at the many women on TV, they don't have it. So there's some consistency in, and one way, it's also so comforting to know that there are real differences between men and women. So all those liberals that will tell you that it's not true, that men and women are just the same, they are wrong. There are differences, and that it's kind of nice to know in one way. Very comforting to know that there are real differences between men and women.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if a woman is skinny or fat or whatever, there are differences and you can see it. And with, in one way, the trans, the female to male ones are also easy to see because they lack so many things. So, because in one way, the male skeleton is very harsh on women. So that's why the male to females are so easy to see, because the male skeleton is just so brute, like so big. So it just pops out. It just wants to come out all the time. While with the females to male ones, they lack all that. So they lack all the male skeletal structure. And that's why you have so many, those really pretty boys in Hollywood. Like, Gosling or Brad Pitt or Bradley Cooper, they are this extreme beautiful man. It's like incredible. And because they have the females, so they are
they could be. I don't want to say they are, but they could be. Yeah. Well, I got a couple minutes left where I have to wrap it up, unfortunately, for a few hours. Narrator.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for talking.
Do you have any closing comments? Anything you like to wrap?
I just have been enjoying the blog a lot, and I enjoyed your
chat
with Unreal. You should definitely do that more. You and Unreal are very good together. And
thank
I liked the other chat with Chris from Hulkbusters.
Oh, thank you.
And also the subreddit, the sub fakeologist. I like. Maybe your website is becoming like Reddit, like subreddit, subfakeologist.
Yeah, really. Well, yeah, it's better to keep them underneath the main blog, because it seems to distract some people that are interested in 9/11. They don't want to look at the nature of the earth, or they don't want to look at transhumanism. But they're all very important subjects in my mind. But well, I appreciate that. And I'll have to get you gotta. Try and invite some more people on the audio chat, and you can chat with them as well. It'd be interesting to hear. I always like different interactions, so maybe see if we get Unreal on, or just invite them to the audio chat.
Yeah, I would love to also in just the fake college community to hear more people talking about it. Like your chat with Chris, he brought up a lot of good things that he's like hesitant against this topic, and it only helps to advance it further, because then you can, I can point this out or that out, or maybe I'm wrong here and stuff. So the more discussion there is about this, the better for everyone. And if you, for example, saw with the flat earth, how many people, but with this topic, it's just not very much. So,
no, that's true. I don't think this is a discredit either. I think it's the elite acknowledge it all the time. They don't acknowledge the nature of the earth ever. They definitely are pushing this transgender. So in a way, they forced our hand. We have to research it, because that's all they talk about, for goodness sakes, even in the school. So we have to talk about it. We don't have a choice. They're putting it in front of us. So we may as well advance it And I agree, it's good to hear Chris oppose it, because then we can try and make it more convincing to others. If, and maybe we're wrong, but I doubt it.
So, yeah. Sometimes I couple a year ago or something, I also believe kind of maybe it's just far reaching. But now also seeing how many people I know in my personal life that are very not conspiratorial, that just, yeah, you are probably right. I think that, yeah, I think it's, and Unreal is like, Unreal is like amazing. It's like incredible. It's like, that guy is like a machine. It's like,
he's very focused on it. He gets very focused. So it's, if we can convince people of VGI, then the sky's the limit. They can, we can get them going on 9/11 and all the,
Yeah, that's true. A lot of the EGI researchers, they are on board with the new hoax and all that stuff, because it's so much easier to accept all those things, because if deception on this scale is going on, then the sky is the limit. You're right about that.
Yeah. Well, nice chatting with you. Mm-hmm. We'll hit you up again. I might come on later on tonight if you're still around. I know it's getting on in time over where you are.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to sleep in an hour or something.
Yeah, it's getting late for you over there on the in the lowlands there.
Yeah.
But we'll talk later, and hopefully you can make an arrangement to talk with Unreal.
Yeah, thanks.
Like to hear that. Like to hear that on the audio chat. So take care.
Yeah, thanks, man. Bye bye.
Thank you, bye.
Hi, this is Prasayan. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.